It's tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, and that means a huge celebration festival in Roseland in Santa Rosa. Will it be different this year? We'll ask. Sylvia Lemus is one of the co-directors of the festival. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. It should be quite the celebration again tomorrow. Is it expected to be any different, the Cinco de Mayo celebration, because of the national circumstances revolving immigration?
Well, initially we thought that maybe it would be smaller, and we had thought maybe we would downscale the event. But as the planning has kind of evolved and it's kind of grown back to the big festival Sonoma County is used to that we've had the last 12 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're planning on a nice day and a lot of people and two stages and everything else that goes along with Cinco de Mayo.
And I've got some great news. Rosie the trolley can get you there.
Yeah.
Yes, Yes, so Rosie the Trolley will be picking up people from the Food Max Shopping Center and also from Lombardi Court, that area, and will be bringing people from about 2 o'clock through 10 o'clock at night. And the festival is from 4 to 9 o'clock. But, you know, like I said, it'll be busy that evening. The street closures will happen at 3:30, and they'll reopen up the streets at 9:30 that evening, too.
Yeah, so it's right on Sebastopol Road at 650 Sebastopol Road. No alcohol and no smoking of any kind,
correct.
It says, Sylvia.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's a great event, and it's a family-friendly event. No smoking, no drinking. You know, we have our security walking around, and all of us festival monitors are walking around just checking on people and making sure everyone's having a great time and being safe and talking to the young people. And, you know, we count on all of our volunteers to come out and help us on that day. So if anyone else is still wanting to volunteer, please go to our website.
And who's performing? You got some bands for me?
We do. Actually, we're excited that the festival will open up with the LC Allen High School drum line. I'm not sure if you heard them, but they're really exciting drum line. So they're opening up the event at 4:15. We have Ballet Folklorico, the traditional dancing. We have different Spanish bands that will be playing music. And we also have a DJ that will be playing music as well with a mixture of English and Spanish, more modern music towards the evening. In addition to that, we also have La Reina del Cinco de Mayo, which is the queen of Cinco de Mayo. And they're local high school girls that are raising money for their schools. And so what we do is we match whatever they raise. And the one who raises more money for her school gets to be La Reina del Cinco de Mayo. So that coronation will be happening at Cinco de Mayo as well.
Well, you know, one of the great things about the Cinco de Mayo celebration is its color. I mean, it is one of the most colorful events in Sonoma County.
Oh,
the
yes.
Costuming is really fantastic, and everybody mm-hmm. seems to get into the swing of it. So there's no concern on your part and as one of the organizers because of the national discourse and what's going on here in Sonoma County. There's no concern on your part in terms of there being other issues raised at the festival.
You know, and those are things that we have discussed as a committee. We've gone back and forth and discussed it. And the good thing about our community is our committee, Cinco de Mayo, we also work with law enforcement. We have representatives from the Sheriff's Office, the Highway Patrol, and the San Jose Police Department who are very supportive of the event. And so we have discussed these issues with sheriff staff. And we feel that we live in a great community, and we're all there, you know, together to kind of have a great time. And even though there are people that may be afraid to come out, we want to invite everyone to come out and feel safe at our event.
Yeah, it's been attended by thousands of people every year, and I'm pretty sure this year is not going to be an exception. Sylvia, thanks so much for sharing your hopes and wishes for the day. We hope so too, and we expect it to be a very well attended event in Roseland.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
And can I direct people to
of
our
course.
Website? They can get more information.
Yes.
It's www.santarosacincodemayo.com, and we also have a Facebook page called Celebrate Cinco de Mayo, where you can get information, pictures of the performers and everything as well.
Well, that's fantastic. And Sylvia, a lot of people will be doing that. Good luck with the event tomorrow. I'm sure it will be very well attended.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Larry.
That is Sylvia Lemus, one of the festival co-directors of the Cinco de Mayo Festival going on tomorrow in Roseland.